I'm getting older, I think I'm aging well. I wish someone had told me I'd be doing this by myself. There's reasons that I'm thankful, there's a lot I'm grateful for. But it's different when a stranger's always waiting at your door. Which is ironic, because the stranger seemed to want me more than anyone before. Too bad they're usually deranged. Last week, I realized.
Good afternoon, podsters. We're back. It's Friday. Our Friday. You made it. Can you believe it? It's been a long week. We're going to talk about something different today. When is too old? Is it 30? 40? Maybe? If you're considering stripping as a part-time career, 50? I have lots of question marks behind that. It depends on what we're talking about. A run, depending on the distance. If it's a career change, that all depends on the career. Working with kids, maybe not the best selection because by this age, patience is no longer a virtue and may be diminished with menopause. I'm just saying. Somebody's got to be realistic here. However, if we're talking about a desk job, this may be doable. I know. You're wondering in virtual world, is that a world? Doable? It is. Trust me. So again, we're back to that question. When is too old? Or let me rephrase that. Can we put an age on or limit to anything? I would say yes. Let's go back to one of my initial statements. 40 and a stripper. That brings a lot of questions with that statement. I mean, let's be honest. I've never been to a strip club, but, and that's in all caps, I don't think too many people want to see a 40-plus stripper unless, of course, she looks like Demi Moore back in the day or Angela Bassett playing Tina Turner. I'm just saying. And as far as running goes, well, don't take offense to this. You can do that till you kick the bucket. I've known runners who started at 60, and they were remarkable. Now, when it comes to other things like skydiving, hiking Mount Everest, or bungee jumping, you may want to check with your medical professional first and get your will in order. Funny, not funny, because just a few weeks ago, I had another cycling incident, and I consider myself pretty much good health, but I was suffering from heat exhaustion. Anything could have gone wrong. However, we don't operate with the end in mind, but the beginning. Some of us operate on the thrill of the moment. So if you're 53 feeling like 35, proceed with caution. Although it may sound good or exciting, it's totally different when you're in the moment and there's no turning back. I can't explain why our minds tell us go and think we're still young. Yet our body is screaming, don't do it. You'll regret it. My advice, do your research. Take baby steps. And if you still feel comfortable going for it, make sure you've done your due diligence and enjoy the ride. I'd love to hear your experiences and comments. Don't forget to like me on Facebook. Happy Friday, y'all. And thanks for listening.
I crave pity when I retell a story. I make everything sound worse. Can't shake the feeling that I'm just bad at healing. And maybe that's the reason every sentence sounds rehearsed. Which is ironic, because when I wasn't honest, I was still being ignored. Lying for attention, just to get a collection. Now we're estranged. Things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now. Things